I wrote a lot of strange poems, I must say. I'll read this poem. I've never read this poem in public before. This is called A Little Old Funky Homeric Blues for Herm. It's based on the Homeric hymn for Hermes, which was an anonymous poem of ancient Greece. It's called Homeric because, although it probably wasn't written by Homer, whoever he was, it's written in his manner with lots of extended similes and repeated epithets and things like that. It tells the story of Hermes overcoming Apollo in the contest to see which was the best musician, and how Hermes tricked Apollo out of his herd of cattle, I think, or goats. But it puts it in contemporary language, the idiom of Afro-American people in this country in the 30s and 40s. I won't try to read it as they would pronounce it because they can't. But I'll do. But the language itself is relatively authentic, I think. There are words in here that you won't understand. Knock off that hinkty blowing, you Megarians. I got a new beat, mellow and melic, like warm, man. I sing a heisty herm. 'Twas early dawn when somebody smashed the stars and hard-nosed Herm was born. He lay there on his cot a while, then he raised up and said, Ma, that's Maybelline. Ma, who's my daddy? Him, snorted Maybelline. Yeah, but who is he? He come in a white cloud. Ha, I knows the kind, them so big bald. Gully low he was, sure enough. He live up Sugar Hill, up some hill somewheres, that's all I heard. I knowed it, and Hero Herm, he laughed and looked in the glass and smarmed to himself. An 8-rock mama and an au-fait pop, hey man, you got something coming sure. Then the window flashed with curious light. Ma, ma, what's that? Why, just a car going by. Car? What kind of car? It looked like a Jaguar. Horrid Herm flaked out in a fake of sleep, but then rose up unseen and out the door, down the dark hall where he found a rusty pipe which cried out, No, no, I too am an object of this world. But hectic Herm, he said, Bah, you nothing now. And he killed it with one blow and bent it, and then and there, all by himself, invented the tenor sax. Oh, Hippocrene Herm, he blew, he strutted, he made the walls fall down and then fall up again, with only 96 bars of hermetic swan-shaped blues, and bowed and departed. Down the stairs, down the block, past fizz and fuzz, you mess with me, baby, I bite you ass. Down Fifth and down, till there it stood, the great red Jag, tethered right outside the pad of Apollonio. Apollonio, the brave, fair, friend to all, talented, liberal, who played all day on his symphony orchestra. Hoodoo Herm, he fingered the secret switch and drove that Jag like a fist of fire across the park, up Amsterdam, to a cave on Morningside Heights. Wham! It was hidden. Hieratic Herm sat down and pulled his pud, and then and there, all by himself, invented man's sacrificial relationship to fate. 12 times he jutted to the 12 prophets in order. Handsome Lake, Simon Kimball, John Wilson, Andre Matswa, Moana Lesa, Kanakuk, Marcus Garvey, Enoch McJima, Wobziwob, Dr. George, Isatai, Macandal, and bowed and said, I'd done what you told me. Then home and slipped through the keyhole in the form of a flatted seventh, back to the cot. Maybelline cried, Where you been, child? but Holy Herm, nowheres. How you expect a little newborn baby going to go? Then Maybelline looked wise. Little fucker, I knows you. The day that big man from up yonder stuck his thing in me, he got a heap of trouble on the world. Then Hijacker Herm, he snuggled in his realty and answered, Ma, you is Quaker Oats. Now listen, ain't you heard about status yet? It's like powerful, like being on top, but with class, no sweat, see? And I aim to get me some. If nobody, meaning that Mr. Big on the hill, give it to me, I gets it anyway, that's all, any way I can. Don't you worry none, I've blown real sharp on this gig already. And he fell asleep, snuffling and snoring. Then came the fuzz with Apollonio to wake him up. Boy, where'd you stash that jag? Jag? I don't know nothing about it. But Apollonio lifted him and shook him hard. And here's where Handy Herm did his cleverest, for he farted juicily inside his diaper and topped it with a sneeze. Odd Apollonio dropped him like a toad. Yet at last they agreed to submit the matter to the man on the hill, who smiled when he heard of heretical Herm and the big red jag, smiled and said, you've got to give it back. And haunted Herm said, shucks. And he said, dadgummit. But what could he do? Something tied his tongue. He was like a child. He was a child. He had to give it back. So Haywire Herm and Affable Apollonio trucked down the avenue together until, after a ways, Herm unslung his horn, the golden tenor, and with a groan and a squeal bopped out the changes on Corabante's ride. And Apollonio's blonde wig stood up, and he jigged, he twitched, he chuckled, and he perspired. And at last he leaped and cried, oh man, I dig you, teach me to play that thing. What, said Hispid Herm, you grunch and groan, you dirty them fingers so lily white? I got to, man, I got to. Give me that beat again, cried Apollonio, down on his knees and rocking. What it worth to you? Anything, anything, take my jag, take my electronic wristwatch. I got to have that horn. Oh, Herm, we are brothers now. And so Hilarious Herm went home again, grinning and gloating. But Maybelline, she said, you too big for you britches, boy. They going to fix you yet. Prince of Thieves, they calls you. Maybe you is, and maybe you ain't. But you know what they going to make you? Prince of Storekeepers, that's what. Prince of Nickels and Dimes. Prince of Gouging and Niggling. You're going to be a rat just like them, little prince, you hear? Squeezing and scrambling and squawking just like them, just like them. And the very best name they ever going to call you is Psychopompos. Shit, said Homunculus Herm. Psychopompos, in case you haven't studied Greek, is the person who leads the